Great question here. Just listen to the episode about how to pay off your home loan faster. It was fantastic and made so much sense. Yay, I'm glad you liked it. But what about for people who can maybe only save a couple of thousand a year? It's not really enough to warrant floating, or is it? What if you're just a terrible saver, asking for a friend, or live almost week to week? How much difference does using a mortgage offset actually make? This is great because I think a lot of people feel this way. And this comes back again to what I was saying earlier about whether or not it's worth it investing only a little bit. And it's the same thing with, is it worth only putting a little bit extra on your mortgage? It's so worth it. It really is. And it's partly because, you know, you call yourself there a bad saver and you're living week to week. I want to gently challenge you on that you are making that part of your personality, that you say, I'm just a bad saver. You can choose not to be if you have the right motivation. Take this from someone who had, as part of my personality throughout my entire 20s, I am just bad with money. And I had ingrained that as part of who I thought I was. And I was so wrong. But let me tell you, the friends I have from that time in my life are very surprised now that I am a financial educator for a living, because it was truly part of my personality. I'm just bad with money. There's no helping me. What can you do about it? Well, you can do anything about it. It's just whether or not you have the right motivation and if you believe you can make a difference. So if you have maybe a couple of thousand spare a year, or again, $20 a week, it's worth it, because my very first mortgage, very first house I bought, look, it was a small house. The mortgage wasn't enormous because I was broke, right? But my very first house I ever got, I got this little pay rise. It was $20 a week. And I put it into an online mortgage calculator to say, what would happen if I put this on the mortgage? And it knocked years off. $20 a week got me mortgage free years earlier. And I just had someone email me, actually. They responded to my most recent newsletter saying they had put in, it was $35 a fortnight, I believe, and that had got them mortgage-free a year earlier. Amazing. Now, imagine if they can put in another 20 on top of that. You know, they get used to that. A year down the line, they get a pay rise. They put another 20 on top of that. Maybe they can knock another year off the mortgage. And you're just constantly making these little steps. Before you know it, you're mortgage-free 10 years earlier, you know? But you don't get there without taking that first step. So yes, it's always, always worth it. Even just that little bit. Just Google mortgage calculator. Put in how much mortgage you've got. Put in how much extra you can pay, and it'll show you. Any mortgage calculator will do. Whatever the first result is fine. Put in what you can pay extra, and it will show you how many years earlier your mortgage will be paid off, because every dollar extra that you put on your mortgage wipes off, usually, depending on where you're at, but for most people, it will wipe off at least another dollar. So you're getting 100% return, because it costs you in interest, costs you in fees, and it's doing that over 30 years. So it's much, much bigger than you realize. And so it's wiping off all of those future payments you would have made too. It's more powerful than you think. So even if it's a little bit, so worth it. Because I also think it probably won't stay being just a little bit.